This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday, and it's going to be a blast of a Thursday today. One quick heads up, I was talking to the fellas right before the show, and look, it's going to be a great show. We have a doctor coming on in 45 minutes. We got all kinds of stuff. Before I get to that, I was talking to the fellas before the show, and sometimes you have to make these important decisions in your life. Important decisions that change your life. And you know you're choosing a different path. Your whole life has been down this path, and now you've decided you're going a separate path. And so the guys obviously don't agree with me on this, but I feel like it's time for me to go a different way. From now on, I'm going to try to only refer to myself in the third person. All right? What, Chris? The Oracle has made... Chris, turn the mic back on. The Oracle has made a decision, and the Oracle thinks that this is the best for everybody. All right? All right. We have a doctor coming on 45 minutes from now, Dr. Mary Bowden. She's been treating COVID patients for a long time, treating them successfully, because I heard the president say this today, and I thought, uh-oh, it better be time to arm people with some knowledge.
This pandemic isn't over. Today, we mark a tragic milestone here in the United States. 1 million COVID deaths. 1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table.
Yeah, that's an outright lie, but we'll get to that in a moment. So since they're going to ramp up the COVID panic, we thought it'd be best to talk about that. We have someone coming on, Daniel Turner, an hour and a half from now to talk about energy. They canceled a couple oil and gas leases. We have, well, a formula shortage, a win for us in Hollywood, and many, many, many other things. What, Chris? Fuel? No, there's a formula shortage too, Chris. Don't interrupt me when I'm making a point. I'm talking about baby formula. You'd know this if you weren't a childless heathen. Put a ring on that woman's finger and start making babies. That's the only way to save this country. That's right. So sorry about Chris's interruption. The Oracle will let that go for now, Chris. But before we get to any of that, let's get to this. They hate us. The people in charge of us now, it hasn't always been this way, obviously, but the people in charge of us now hate us. I have four different headlines sitting in front of me right now, all about different things. But the one thing you can take from all four headlines, and we'll unpack all of these throughout the show today, but one thing you can take from all four of these headlines is they hate us. Actually, I'll throw in a fifth here real quick. First, FBI investigated concerned parents under AG Merrick Garland. This is a bombshell that dropped. We have whistleblowers within the FBI saying the Federal Bureau of Investigation has investigated dozens of parents as potential terrorists for being angry at schools. That's one. Two, set that aside. I just brought this up. Biden administration cancels Alaska oil and gas lease. Three, illegal migrants, they call them. They're friggin' illegal immigrants. I know you've heard about the baby formula shortage out there. It's a big deal in the country. Get this. Illegal immigrants are the first to get pallets of hard-to-find baby formula. While you're stressing about it, they're shipping it down, pallets of them, to illegal immigrants. And four, New York Attorney General Letitia James says spikes in crime don't warrant changes to the bail law. Now let's just unpack all these. And a fifth, I'm going to get to this one. I have my hands on the New Jersey school policy for children. And I'm going to read it to you verbatim here in a few. We have a bunch of things I want to get to, but let me just say right off the bat, they want your kid to change their gender and they want them to do it behind your back and they're codifying it into law. I love this word codifying, Luke. Chris. The Oracle has decided that codifying is one of the new words that's going to be on the show. And I can tell this. Look, I can tell this is going to be huge. I can tell. You know how I can tell, Chris?
I can taste it.
Let's unpack these one at a time. Let's start with Attorney General Letitia James. This isn't uncommon. New York Attorney General Letitia James says spikes in crime don't warrant changes to bail laws. You've seen the murder, arson, car theft, assault. You've seen the violent crimes spread like wildfire. And everyone knows why that's happening. Every single person in the United States of America understands why violent crime is spiking. Everybody. Right, left, middle. Violent crime is spiking because we have violent criminals. There are violent people out there. The cops will go out and track down these violent criminals. They will arrest them. They will bring them in. They will charge them with crimes. And then these absurd bail laws will take these violent criminals and put them right back out on the street so they commit more violent crime. We have violence spreading everywhere because of these bail laws. It's not that you know that. It's not that I know that. That's a given. Letitia James knows that too. But Letitia James looks at people getting shot, people getting robbed, people losing everything. Just a new horrible headline here. I'm not even going to go into it about a child being gunned down on accident. Letitia James looks at that. And Letitia James doesn't think, I don't care. She doesn't think, well, it's not the bail laws. She looks at that and knows that it's the bail laws. And Letitia James looks at that destruction and death and misery. And Letitia James says, good. And we're going to do this for all these other headlines as we unpack everything throughout the show and stuff here. But I think it's time to really pause and accept the level of evil we are dealing with. They are looking at the widespread misery out there and they're happy about it. It's not that they're indifferent. It's not that they're confused. It's not that, well, I just wish we could fix it. I don't know how. It's not that they're misguided. They're looking out at the widespread death and misery. It's way more than criminals and crime. They're looking at the border, gas prices, energy prices, food prices. They're looking at all of it. And you know what they're saying to themselves? Good. The destruction is intentional. And until we accept the destruction is intentional, we will never in a million years be able to take these people on. Ever. We can't. It's simply not possible. I've used this before, and I'm going to use it again. You live with Letitia James. I hope you don't, but you live with Letitia James. and you love your home. You want to improve your home. You think your home needs improvements. It's getting a little loud. I got to change that light bulb. Hey, a little drafty in here. Let's get the doors resealed, maybe some new windows. You love your home. You think your home needs improvements. Letitia James lives with you. She wants to burn your home to ash. She hates your home. If you, living with Letitia James, don't accept that's what she wants, your home will eventually be burned to ash. If you want to live in this world of make-believe where Letitia James is turning violent criminals loose to murder people and you want to say to yourself, she just doesn't know, maybe I can fix her, she's misguided. If you make any excuses for the person trying to burn down your home will eventually burn down because you're simply not in a mental place that will allow you to do the necessary things to stop that person. You walk in your home and Letitia James is in your living room pouring lighter fluid on the curtains and trying to set them on fire. And if you're not willing to say she wants to burn the place to ash, if you're looking at that and saying, I don't know how she got this wrong. Hey, let me talk to her. Well, you're not ready then. And I'm not ready then. If we're not willing to admit the people who lead us hate us, and they're trying to hurt us. They want to hurt us. They want to hurt you and hurt me and destroy your values and burn down everything you care about. Unless we are willing to admit and acknowledge that, we have no chance going forward. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is officially out to get you. We're going to unpack that here next. We're going to talk about the most dangerous thing happening in the United States of America. And a bunch. Remember, we got Dr. Bowden coming up in like half hour from now. Going to talk about COVID stuff. All kinds of things. Before we get to that, though, let's talk about your personal protection. Personal protection. Hero got a hold of me this morning. And Hero let me know that they're shipping a brand new product to me and a product I wanted to tell you about, something we all need to be aware of. You know about the Hero gun. You know about the non-lethal gun. Well, there's a new one out called the Aero, A-I-I-R-O. It's extremely cool. Your wife, your daughter, pop that thing right in your purse, all right? But let's talk about the Hero gun. Non-lethal gun, only about the size of your cell phone. Have one in your car. Have one in your purse. Have one by your bed. Shoots pepper balls. It will stop someone in their tracks. It will save your life. Go to hero2020.com. The code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Go, make sure you're safe. State restrictions may apply.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and before I forget, what's tomorrow? What's tomorrow? Everyone knows. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. For you new listeners, and I realize there are many, on Friday, the week's heavy enough, right? We got all this heavy stuff tonight. The week's heavy enough. On Fridays, the entire show, all 3 hours, I answer your questions. What questions? Well, whatever you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And I need to stress this again for you new listeners. They do not have to be political. If they are, that's fine. I understand. Look, we all care about it. We're going to go right back and talk about the FBI here in a second. It can be about anything. Me, food. You know the Oracle loves talking about himself, Chris. History, men, women, dumb stuff. We love dumb stuff. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I just want to recap something because this is important. What's happening right now with the FBI is the most dangerous thing happening in the country. But I want to make sure we recap how this began. The COVID lockdown insanity. And remember, look, hey, Joe Biden's out there today basically indicating it sounds like it's coming again.
This pandemic isn't over.
Today, we mark a tragic milestone here in the United States. 1 million COVID deaths. 1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table.
One, that's a bald-faced lie. It's actually contradicted by his own CDC. 1 million people died with COVID. 1 million people did not die from COVID. Not even close. The number's closer to 100,000. And again, that's the CDC. Biden's own CDC says that. So that's a bald-faced lie. But setting that aside, COVID lockdowns. It was insane. It destroyed the economy. It's currently launching the world into a Great Depression. Everything we're experiencing now is because of the COVID insanity. It's because of what we did. But there was a silver lining that came out of the COVID lockdowns. Maybe the only silver lining, but there was a silver lining. And that silver lining was Aiden, Jaden, and Braden, instead of going off to school, they stayed at home and they learned from home. Now, that wrecked kids and it was miserable, but mom and dad finally, they got to see exactly who was teaching their children. They got to find out their kids were learning to hate themselves or hate white people. They got to find out my kid needs school and school's closed for no reason. They got to find out my kid's third grade teacher is a child groomer.
Tips on how you can be a better intersex ally. When it comes to inclusive language, oftentimes people tend to use phrases like people with penises or people with vaginas rather than say...
Okay, I'm going to stop that before I throw up. Just know that's what they're teaching your children in school. And parents saw that and they were horrified. They were horrified. So parents started doing the natural thing. You know, you wake up mama bear, you wake up papa bear. When the cubs are in trouble, you're in trouble. Parents started showing up at school boards. Not committing any acts of violence, not committing any crimes, they started showing up at school boards and they started getting mad. And what happens in this day and age when you show up at a school board and you give a fiery speech and tell the school board members they're a bunch of scumbags, someone always has a cell phone in their hand and they're recording it. That cell phone video gets out to the masses soon. I'm playing these videos on my TV show on the first every night. You're watching it. Remember, I have a TV show on the first every night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. So these videos got out there and the Biden administration and the teachers' unions got worried because the last thing in the world the communist wants is you taking charge of your child's education. They've enjoyed educating our kids for years to hate us, to hate you, to hate the country. So you started getting involved and showing up and they decided they wanted this to stop. So the Biden administration, remember, the White House worked with the teachers' unions to draft a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland. And the letter was sent to Garland, and Garland decides to take this letter as attorney general and act on it and sick every U.S. attorney and the Federal Bureau of Investigation against concerned parents showing up to school boards. This was Garland getting interrogated by Jim Jordan.
Very first sentence, you said, in recent months, there's been a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, threats of violence.
Yes.
When did you first review the data showing this so-called disturbing uptick?
So I read the letter, and we have been seeing over time threats.
Whoa. I didn't ask you. So you read the letter. That's your source?
So let me be clear. This is not a prosecution or an investigation.
Is there some study, some effort, some investigation someone did that said there's been a disturbing uptick, or you just take the words of the National School Board Association?
Well, the National School Board Association, which represents thousands of school boards and school board members, says that there are these kind of threats. When we read in the newspapers reports of threats of violence, when that is in the context of threats of violence,
the source for this, for the very first line in your mouth,
time of the gentleman has expired,
was the School Board Association letter.
Based on a letter created by the teachers' unions in the Biden White House, the Attorney General of the United States of America turned to the federal law enforcement arm and aimed them at concerned parents. And now we have details coming out because, God bless them, there are some patriotic people still at the FBI who are leaking these. We have whistleblowers at the FBI leaking the information we now have, showing dozens of parents across the country have been targeted by the FBI. What reasons, you may ask? Are they talking about planting bombs at the school board? Well, one elected Republican official was targeted because he was against vaccine mandates. So he was targeted as being a potential terrorist. One father didn't like the mask policy, so he was targeted as a potential terrorist. One mother simply was involved in a Facebook group, a Liberty, Moms of Liberty Facebook group, and someone called the snitch line of the Attorney General, and they assigned a terrorist threat tag to her. There is nothing, nothing more dangerous going on in the world right now than the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the government itself, aiming its guns at you. We're going to talk to Mary Bowden. She's been a COVID doctor for a long time. We're going to talk to her next, and then we're going to come back because I'm going to read for you verbatim what's happening in New Jersey right now. Speaking of children, what do they want to do with your children? What I read to you in 15 minutes from now is going to make your jaw drop. Hang on.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Did the doctor pick this song? Oh, I love this woman. Joining me now, Dr. Mary Bowden. She has been treating COVID patients successfully for a long time and debunking a lot of the crap put out there. Doctor, first and foremost, President of the United States gets up today on video and says 1 million people in America have died from coronavirus. Is that true?
No. 1 million people have died from medical neglect. And I guarantee you, if they had received early treatment, probably 900,000 of those people would be alive.
Medical neglect. What do you mean?
Being denied early treatment protocols that are available but are being blocked by the medical establishment.
Why would a doctor, I mean, you went to college for about 10,000 years to become a doctor and help people out. Why would a doctor ever deny a patient treatment that could save their lives?
Because they have third-party ties, they're being employed by powers that are telling them what they can do, they're being brainwashed, they have no firsthand experience with what doctors like myself are doing, so it's just easier to go along with the narrative.
Okay, early treatment, you've referenced that a couple times. What early treatment? What are you doing?
So my standard for most people, unless there's some issue otherwise, is ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, a slew of vitamins, vitamin D, vitamin C, quercetin, zinc, And then if patients start to go downhill, then I do steroid breathing treatments. And if it gets worse from there, which it rarely does if they've received early treatment, then I do IV steroids, IV vitamins, and antibiotics.
Dr. Bowden, again, we're speaking with Dr. Mary Bowden, somebody who's been successfully treating COVID patients for a long time. Can you help me understand why there was no sober, slow down, logical thinking when coronavirus got to America, including in the established medical community? It was instantly whip everyone up in a frenzy. We're all going to die. Put on 95 masks. Go hide underneath your bed. When I think of doctors, I think of somebody who's going to sit down and be calmer than I am. That's not what I saw.
Right. I mean, the media is partially to blame, probably mostly to blame. I mean, and people are dying in hospitals, but when I, you know, I've been reviewing records of patients that have died in hospital, and I see patients whose relatives have died, or, you know, I've talked to them, and the protocols that they are giving the hospital are not the right protocols. And so, yeah, people are going to die if they get the wrong treatment, and that's what's happened. So I think doctors, you know, in a time of crisis, we do look to somebody to say, okay, this is how we solve the crisis. And unfortunately, no one questioned that, or very few did, and now we're in the mess we're in.
Can you help me understand something when you say hospitals are given protocols or doctors are given protocols? I know these are stupid questions, but I'm a stupid person, so you're going to have to deal with me on this. People don't know the answers to this. Who gives Dr. Bowden protocols? Who tells you what to do and what not to do?
Well, I'm in a wonderful position in that I have no third-party ties, so I'm lucky. I don't have a boss. I work for myself. I don't work for a hospital, but if you work for a hospital, those administrators are watching you. They are muzzling you. They are telling you what you can and cannot prescribe. So that is a huge problem. I believe something like 80% of doctors are basically employees. They're tied. They have a boss to answer to.
Okay, I'm hearing stories from people, yourself included, especially on social media, about pharmacies and pharmacists rejecting prescriptions. Is it true?
Oh, yes. That's just a thorn in my side. It's a daily problem. I have a patient that needs ivermectin, and, you know, they don't have it in stock, which is a lie. They can easily order it. Or they don't feel comfortable, or they're not allowed to do it, or they're not going to do something that's not on the protocol, or the FDA is not allowing it. So they come up with excuse after excuse. And then even if they will dispense it, the insurance companies are blocking it. So the insurance companies are asking for prior authorization, and then if you put a diagnosis of COVID, they're rejecting it.
Speaking with Dr. Bowden, who's been treating COVID patients successfully for a long, long time. Doctor, the average parent out there, let's set everyone else aside for a moment. Parents out there, understandably, are very protective of their children. We have parents listening to the sound of my voice right now. They're looking at their kids, and they don't know what to do when it comes to coronavirus and protecting their children. Are you advising parents run out and get 4 Pfizer shots for your kids?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Do not put that in your child. Do not. The injection makes your body produce spike protein. So you're putting something in your child that is entering your every cell's genetic code, and that cell is now programmed to produce spike protein. And we don't know how long it lasts, but we definitely know it lasts at least 60 days in the system, the spike protein. And 20% of my patients now that I see, I'm an ENT, so this makes no sense whatsoever, but 20% of the people I see are for vaccine injuries. And I can just tell you, and there is no reason to be scared of your child dying from COVID. If they get early treatment, they will be fine.
Okay, vaccine injuries. I'm glad you brought that up, because actually spoke with someone I know personally today. Young lady, early 30s, felt pressured, whatever the case may be, went out, and now she has a bad ticker. She's having to be monitored for a bad... Why? Can you explain, in a way an idiot like me would understand, why does this thing hurt someone's heart?
Because basically... it's a spike protein is being mass manufactured in your body. So your body has now been programmed to produce spike protein on its own. So and the levels are much higher than what you would get with a natural infection. And that spike protein damages the heart. It gets into the reproductive organs. I don't know if you've seen my tweets, but the skin rashes are unbelievable that are occurring. It basically gets distributed out throughout your body. And it causes massive inflammation.
Okay. Can you elaborate quickly on the reproductive problems? Because I have heard this from several different places where young ladies are now having issues, and I'm devastated for them. I can't believe that's where we're at. But what's going on there?
Well, it gets taken up in the ovaries pretty robustly. So you're seeing all sorts of problems with menstrual irregularities. Also seeing a high number of miscarriages. Ugh. And just devastating.
Doctor, where can people go to get more information from doctors who actually think like you? Where can they go?
Well, there are two pretty big organizations in the U.S., the FLCCC, Frontline Critical Care Doctors, and then there's the American Frontline Doctors, and they're both websites that have a lot of information.
Dr. Mary Bowden, thank you so much for giving us 10 minutes tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Look, I just thought it was important. I thought it was important to get... I mean, look, you've heard me talk about a million different things out there right now. But I'm getting a bad feeling they're going to ramp up the COVID hysteria again. And we all know what that means. You know, pull out your vaccine passport if you want to come in and sit down and eat at a restaurant again. I thought it was important we all get some facts. Let's be armed with some facts. All right. We still have a lot more. Mainly me. I mean, we're going to focus a lot. What, Chris? We're going to focus a lot on me tonight? Before we get to that, let's talk about you and putting your money where your morals are. Where is your cell phone money going every month? I know what I have in my house. You probably have the same in yours, where you just hook a credit card up to your cell phone service, and that money just gets automatically sent to them every month. Your bill, automatic, every month. Are you actually making monthly payments to Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile? Have you seen what they're doing with your money? Are you paying a company monthly? You're basically paying rent to have them trash your country and your values? Switch to Pure Talk. You see, I have my credit card hooked up to Pure Talk. Don't have to think about it. Not only are they taking half of what I was paying before, average family saves over $900 a year, Pure Talk doesn't do anything to violate my values. They love my country. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's amazing. It takes less than 10 minutes. It's cake. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Truth, attitude, Jesse Kelly.
Inside myself and see my heart is black.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and yes, I was trying to wake you up about COVID and the realities of it and what you should or shouldn't do. Now, let's go back to what we were talking about. Don't forget, by the way, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember, we were talking earlier about Attorney General Merrick Garland sending the FBI after parents, assigning terrorist threat tags to them. Based on what? Based on a letter sent to him by the teachers union.
Very first sentence, you said, in recent months, there's been a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, threats of violence.
Yes.
When did you first review the data showing this so-called disturbing uptick?
So I read the letter, and we have been seeing over time threats.
Whoa. I didn't ask you. So you read the letter. That's your source?
So let me be clear. This is not a prosecution or an investigation.
Is there some study, some effort, some investigation someone did that said there's been a disturbing uptick, or you just take the words of the National School Board Association?
when the National School Board Association, which represents thousands of school boards and school board members, says that there are these kind of threats, when we read in the newspapers reports of threats of violence, when that is in the context of threats of violence.
The source for this, for the very first line in your mouth.
Time of the gentleman has expired.
Was the School Board Association letter.
What were those parents mad about? What got the FBI sent after those parents? I'm going to read this to you. This is not an article in some conservative publication. I didn't write this myself. This is from nj.gov. New Jersey, nj.gov. I'm not going to read all of it, but a student-centered approach. A school district shall, remember, not hopefully will, shall. A school district shall accept a student's asserted gender identity. Parental consent is not required. Further, a student need not meet any threshold diagnosis or treatment requirements to have his or her gender identity recognized and respected by the district, school, or school personnel. Nor is a legal or court-ordered name change required. There is no affirmative duty for any school district personnel to notify a student's parent or guardian of the student's gender identity or expression. That daughter of yours you're sending off to school in New Jersey, the big bully, the guy, he can show up tomorrow in New Jersey and tell everybody, I'm a woman now, and walk into the bathroom with your baby girl. Doesn't have to tell his parents. You're not even allowed. He doesn't even need a doctor's note. He can decide, your daughter's nice and pretty and he'd like to go shower with her. Oh, wait. It goes on. That was two. This is four. Confidentiality and privacy. School personnel may not disclose information that may reveal a student's transgender status except allowed by law. Schools are advised to work with the student to create an appropriate confidentiality plan regarding the student's transgender or transitioning status. A school district shall, again, shall, keep confidential a current, new, or prospective student's transgender status. Not only are they allowing this and insisting this remain quiet, they're helping your child come up with a plan. How does all this work out in the end? Oh, here's a little headline you might find interesting. Mom of Loudoun County rape victim says the family was told to keep quiet. The mother of a Virginia girl who was raped by a classmate inside a school bathroom reportedly said that she and her husband had been pressured to keep quiet about the incident and had no clue the 15-year-old boy was then transferred to another school until last month. Why is that appropriate? Because that 15-year-old boy was in the bathroom because he decided he wanted to tell everyone that he was a girl and that he followed somebody's innocent baby girl into the bathroom and raped her. And the parents who are upset about this, they're currently being attacked by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. If you're a parent outraged about that, if you're a parent wanting to protect your son, protect your daughter, the Federal Bureau of Investigation might have an investigation going on into you right now where they've decided you are a potential terrorist in the United States of America. There is nothing happening in this country, in the West, period, more dangerous than that. Why? Chris, do you have that about Cheryl Atkinson? Do you have that? I want you to listen to something. I know we're almost towards the end here. This is Cheryl Atkinson. Obama's DOJ went after her. Do you want to hear what they tried to do? Do you want to hear what they tried to do? Listen.
May I say, one little reported facet of my case is one of the federal agents involved in one of the operations against me said that they intended to plant child porn in my husband's computer. This is the FBI. There's been a case that's currently in litigation, unrelated, in which an FBI agent has testified that they did that. They have done that. It was not accomplished in my case. I guess the the curtain was drawn on that facet of the operation prior to them doing it. But imagine how you ever get out of that. They knew we had a young daughter at home and had allegedly conspired to do that.
What if the Federal Bureau of Investigation, what if they're so upset about you getting angry about your children that they plant child porn on your computer and take your kids away from you? This is not some dystopian novel. This isn't George Orwell. You're not reading 1984. This is happening within the borders of the United States of America, and it's happening as we speak. The weaponization of the administrative state against the right is the most dangerous thing happening in this country, and nothing else even comes close.
And in fact, most of the incidents in the letter did not involve threats of violence, did they?
I think that's correct.
They knew they were all peaceful, and they took the Federal Bureau of Investigation and they sent them after you anyway. Now do you understand how serious this situation is? All right, we still have a ton of show for you. We're going to get into these pallets of baby formula. Woo, we finally found some. But they're not going to you. We'll talk about it. Hang on. Bad company,
and I won't deny. Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.